I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Trump administration is stepping up the U.S. military campaign against al-Shabaab in Somalia. The Pentagon issued a statement today saying that U.S. forces conducted 6 airstrikes over the weekend outside the capital, Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab is the militant Islamist group that's in control of parts of Somalia. The U.S. military said 62 people were killed in the airstrikes and that the goal was to prevent al-Shabaab fighters from plotting and recruiting for future attacks. Bronwyn Bruton is with the Africa Center at the Atlantic Council. She's been following the U.S.-supported military campaign against al-Shabaab. I asked her about the most recent airstrikes.
Gandarshi is a small fishing village that is about 30 miles southwest of Mogadishu, and there's long been an al-Shabaab presence in that village. U.S. officials believe that it is a military base and launch pad that al-Shabaab uses to conduct strikes on government targets. And so they've targeted it, essentially, they claim, in order to prevent a massive strike that al-Shabaab was planning in the near future. Al-Shabaab drifts in and out of villages, typically. When AMISOM, which is the African Union peacekeeping forces, roll into a village, they melt away. When the African Union peacekeeping forces disappear, they come back. And so al-Shabaab doesn't necessarily control territory.
Reports say in this case a total of 62 people were killed by these latest airstrikes over the weekend, but no civilians. Is this a big blow to al-Shabaab?
You know, I don't know exactly who was killed in these strikes. And I think that that's one of the things that's worth drawing out a little bit. Since the Trump administration came to office, it appears to me that the U.S. government seems to be mostly targeting large groups of al-Shabaab, the rank and file. And to me, that raises really large questions about how they are identifying these targets, the level of confidence that they have, that the people they're killing are actually members of al-Shabaab. The U.S. government consistently says after they announce the killing of, 100 people in a strike in November 2017, the 62 who are hit in the strikes over the weekend, that there were no civilian casualties. But I find it very hard to believe, given the number of strikes and the number of people who are dying, that civilians are not being caught up in this situation.
U.S. airstrikes in Somalia, as we've mentioned, have really picked up dramatically under President Trump. There was 46 in total this year. What's behind the change in the strategy, and is it working?
You know, I'm not entirely sure what is behind the change in the strategy. I think in the past, the Obama administration was primarily concerned about al-Shabaab because it was linked to al-Qaeda. And the military would target high-value targets, people who were known to the U.S. government, who had international profiles, who were usually foreigners linked with al-Qaeda. Now all of those individuals have really been eliminated. And instead of focusing on these high-value people who could potentially pose a threat to the United States, the U.S. is targeting rank-and-file al-Shabaab members. And to me, that looks a lot like getting involved in the political conflict in Somalia. A lot of al-Shabaab's fighters are, in fact, teenage boys. Members of al-Shabaab are also community members. They're clan members. They have family in the area. So I find it disquieting and worrying that the U.S. is killing people in such a large volume because of the very high likelihood that these are uneducated kids who are getting caught up in the violence.
You mentioned the politics of this, and the U.S. just reopened its embassy in Somalia this month, almost 3 decades after leaving. Do you think that these airstrikes could have an effect on U.S. and Somali cooperation?
You know, I think the fact that that the U.S. has reopened a diplomatic outpost in Mogadishu is mostly a public relations gimmick. The reality is that it is not safe for the U.S. government to operate inside of Mogadishu. And when we talk about having a diplomatic outpost, it's literally inside of the airport. It is not possible for U.S. officials to wander at large around the capital city, let alone around the rest of Somalia. And so I don't know that the airstrikes will change that reality. Certainly, U.S. officials hope that they will. My concern is that the more the U.S. targets average Somalis, the higher the likelihood that they will actually galvanize support for al-Shabaab, increase radicalization, and make it easier for al-Shabaab to recruit other people who are furious at the fact that their relatives have been killed. This has long been a problem in Somalia, and I'm not sure that the U.S. realizes how easy it is to have a situation where violence against the Somali people backfires and winds up helping al-Shabaab.